We spent the last five Sundays in the sixth chapter of John's Gospel, and this is the last. Given what has been said all through this chapter, it should not come as a surprise to discover that being a disciple of Jesus is more than casually looking around for him and eating what he gives. Remember that this is how that crowd came together. They saw a miracle with loaves and fish, and the next day they go chasing around looking for Jesus so that they could be fed free food again. Discipleship with Jesus is never casually looking for him and enjoying some physical blessings. It's not about being close and faithful when you want something or feel grateful when you get something. It is also about staying close when things go crazy and we don't understand how or why things happen at bad times or times of disappointment. For these people today, it's okay when he fed them and healed them, but it's not okay with them when he tells them what to do. Jesus expects faith, obedience, and trust in him in the face of difficulty. He's the only answer for our lives. And when the things of this world mean more to us than Jesus Christ, these gospel verses then are about us. When anything else is more important than being here at this table, Jesus has something to say to us. The gospel and discipleship with Jesus demands a change in lifestyle, and it's not comfortable. None of us like change very much. Once those followers realized that following Jesus was going to be more than social networking among friends, they begin to think twice. Once they acknowledge Jesus as the Holy One of God, who has the words of everlasting life, there is a truth that must either be ignored or accepted. And for many, it's just simply easier to ignore it and stay always in their comfort zone. Once we meet Jesus Christ face to face, we either have to live as he has taught us or get out. There is no other option. This is what makes it so difficult to live the gospel in this world today. We cannot accept violence of any kind. We stand for the protection of all life from conception to natural death. And execution is not a natural death. We are compelled to work on behalf of the poor and the vulnerable. We're expected to welcome strangers. We live lives of mercy and forgiveness, and inclusively, we welcome everyone, regardless of who they are and what they believe. We subordinate ourselves to God and to do everything we can to live our lives on God's terms, not ours. And we protect the earth, all its creatures, and creation itself because we know we're faithful stewards. And we cannot deny that our planet has suffered at our hands. We're called to be humble, walk with justice, promote peace, be poor in spirit, and maintain a pure heart. Regardless of our political views on any of these things, the gospel remains unshaken and unquestionable. And that's a tall order that causes some to walk away, and they still do. We may be tempted to walk with them from time to time, or we might try compromising the gospel by suggesting that, well, Jesus didn't really mean that. The gospel is always truth, and it can't be watered down. Once we embrace that truth, we can say with Peter, "Where else can we go?" The Holy One of God speaks in this place when the gospel is proclaimed in the liturgy. If we know there's no other place to go and no one else speaks the truth, then we need and ought to and must look at our personal lives and ask how closely we reflect the values and ideals of God's kingdom. And with this gospel as our guide, we prioritize our lives so that we always give due time and attention to those things that really matter. We can change destructive and distorted patterns of thinking and begin to see all people as unique and valued children of God. When we do, we'll silence those who demonize others to justify taking their children or turning away those who have nothing to give us. And just as we make time for exercise and for friends, we can also develop a strong life of prayer that keeps us centered and focused and spiritually healthy, nurturing our relationship with God just as much as we work nurturing our relationship with friends. So the question he asks, and is still asking, are you with me, or are you going to just go your own way?